Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic, Wolf Gorla. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at scenario-based pen testing. I've been doing some FedRAMP work. FedRAMP, of course, is the requirement for organizations who are handling federal data in the cloud. So if you're in the cloud, you got a cloud app, it has federal data, you go to FedRAMP, you say, hey, I need to test it at FedRAMP. FedRAMP says, fine, fill out these forms. And these forms are, of course, controls. Are you doing X? Policy checks. Does the policies back up that you're doing X? Great. Awareness checks. Are people aware that the policy says that we're doing X? And of course, pen testing. But something very unique about pen testing. I love FedRAMP's way of requiring pen testing. So tip to you, if you haven't already, take a look at how FedRAMP requires pen tests to be performed and to be reported. Here's the thing. Every standard and its brother, everyone, every single one. Every time I say that, someone hits me up on Twitter and says I'm wrong. So there's the bullseye for you. Every single standard in the world ever. No, lots and lots of them require pen testing. Thou shalt pen test. PCI, thou shalt pen test. HIPAA, thou shalt pen test. Right? FISMA, thou shalt pen test. But very, very few lay out what a pen test looks like. So are like, hey, thou shalt pen test. No problem. I did. You're giving me a Nessus scan result. Uh-huh. Because that's what the bad guys will follow, right? That's a pen test. No. No, it's not. And many organizations are better than that, of course, but still just are trying the same old pen test techniques in these environments. And same old pen test techniques that may work great for pen tests, like responder attacks, for example, which work phenomenal in corporate environments, but don't necessarily make a lot of sense in a cloud-based app. So what I really like is scenario-based testing. What I really like is to say, here is an attack scenario that we frequently see that we want you to test for. And the way it works in FedRAMP is you got a list of all the scenarios, and you describe how you tested that scenario, right? What was the attack path that the pen tester performed, and then you describe the results. Very high level, very simple narrative structure. Now, the narrative structure doesn't give you enough to necessarily go ahead and build controls on. So your technical folks who are tasked with fixing whatever's found, of course, still are gonna want that traditional pen test report, which says, we found this CVE here, we found this missing patch there, this configuration allows us to pivot, blah, 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 SQL injection, cross-site scripting. We're still gonna want those things. But from a narrative perspective, a single table that says, here's the attack scenario, here's what we tested, here's what we found, phenomenal, and it allows us to scope these tests around those attack scenarios themselves, as opposed to number of IP addresses or number of hosts, whatever it may be, right? Number of web apps. The traditional scoping that belies the complexity that is very specific attacks that are happening all the time in cloud applications that have sensitive federal data. Very cool approach. I like it. Check it out. Tell me what you think in comments or in social media, and I'll see you later.